Joining us now, talk college football. As Todd has said many times, football season right around the corner. College football, this could be the year of two one-loss teams maybe playing for the national championship. From USA Today, you know him, you love him, Mr. Danny Sheridan. Danny, how are you?
I'm all right. I don't know about the love him part, but I'm all right.
Hey, welcome.
How's things with you guys?
Everything's doing great. Welcome to the program. And, you know, this time of year with college football and certainly the NFL, is this your favorite time of year?
It's for me, especially the colleges. I guess it's blasphemous to say that the pros are somewhat boring, but they are. But if you gave me a chance of, I can have a 50-yard line Super Bowl seat, or you can sit in the end zone of the BCS National Championship game, put me at the BCS.
Danny's joining us again from USA Today. You know, Danny's one of America's leading sports analysts and handicappers, and I know he's been involved in this sports business now for over 25 years. He's written books from, gosh, NFL fantasy football, rotisserie baseballs, annual preseason magazines. And every Sunday you can hear him, by the way, on 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Comcast CSS TV Network. It's a great honor to have Danny on the show because, I used to listen to him when I played my college ball in Tallahassee in the 80s. So,
well, now, it's not like I'm in my 70s or 80s.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought you bet on the Four Horsemen.
That's correct. There have been times people got me mixed up with that.
With New Rockne or whatnot.
Right.
But Danny, being, like I said, one of the biggest handicappers and odds makers, and wanted to jump right into the college football issue, which, hey, this is our national championship selection show. Right off the bat, who are some of the teams, some of your front runners, you like this year in terms of laying out odds on teams making it to the
title?
Well,
first of all, you made a good point. Y'all made a point about that it probably would be, and I always look for this. I don't like the BCS. It destroys the other bowls. Their incentives of the teams to play. You see that every year. Because if you're number three in the country and you don't make the BCS, if you win 90-0, you're number three. So a lot of teams lay down and get upset. Of course, as a handicapper, I like that. It ought to be settled on the field, but the point that you made was excellent, and I pray for this every year, is that you won't have any undefeated teams, that you'll have a lot of, one and two lost teams. And you're going to have it this year. In looking at being number one, what I factor in, the same thing I'm sure you do, is it's nice to have a good team, but you better have a good schedule, and that's more important. And looking at a good schedule, I don't have it in front of me, but Boise State, that looks like, you know, a cakewalk. They should go undefeated. The next team that, and I wrote about it yesterday in the newspaper in USA Today, I favored. Most people favor West Virginia. I favor Louisville. I think Louisville will definitely beat West Virginia. I think they'll beat Miami, and they have the best chance of going undefeated. So there you have Louisville and Boise State. Are they the best team in the country? The best? Not even close, but good teams like Ohio State. I see Ohio State losing at Iowa. I do think they'll beat Texas because they catch them, I guess, the second game, and it's a revenge game. So there's a loss, and I don't have Ohio State's whole schedule in front of me, but I think Iowa will get them at Iowa. Iowa's a pretty decent team. Southern Cal has a one-game schedule. They play at home against Cal. It'll be about a 6 or 7.
Well, don't forget
favorite.
About the Notre Dame game there, November 25th. The USC Notre Dame, November 25th. Thanksgiving
weekend.
Yeah,
that's true. I shouldn't say that, but you're correct. Southern Cal would be about a 3-point favorite over Notre Dame.
Wow.
It'll be a sort of a revenge game for Southern Cal in the sense that everybody's saying you didn't win last year. And when they get in that mode, they're usually pretty good. And Notre Dame's got a very good team, but I don't think they're as good. They won't be as good as Southern Cal at that point in the season. Early on, preseason line, I'd make Southern Cal a 3-point favorite. And I think Cal has a better team than Notre Dame and going in. And I think that Cal is probably the only team that Southern Cal fears. So Cal's got a good chance of beating Southern Cal.
Danny Sheridan joining us here on the program, Sports Talk 1570 WNST, Bob Haney Show, brought to you by Bud Light. Todd Helmick, NationalChamps.net, is with us as well. We're talking some college football, obviously. And you look at West Virginia, for instance. There's a team who played great down the stretch. Talk about easy schedules. I know they have Maryland early, and I like Maryland in that game, Danny. Yes, I'm a homer.
No kidding, really.
And then you got Louisville a little bit later on. But you look at West Virginia's schedule, is that a one- or two-game season for them?
It's a one-game season, and you could be right about Maryland, but I'd be very surprised. It's a one-game season, and again, example, Auburn has a superior team to West Virginia or Louisville, but Auburn's got to butt heads with the Floridas, the Tennessees, the Alabamas, and I could get Georgia. Hell, there's no relief in sight. Then they get one of them in a championship game, whereas Louisville, or West Virginia, Virginia just has one game. That's at Louisville. As we all know, I think it was double or triple overtime last year, the loss that West Virginia put on Louisville. And I think Louisville's going to pound them, not just beat them by one or two. I think they're going to smack them by double digits, assuming Louisville stays healthy. I really like their team, love their fullback, Bush, et cetera, et cetera. But, yes, West Virginia and Louisville, especially West Virginia, through no fault of theirs, they have a joke of a schedule. They do not deserve to be among 7 or 8 teams. They wouldn't have a chance against the Ohio States, the Auburns, the Floridas, I'll give you the Florida States. I'm not so sure Boise State couldn't tag them, but that's the system we have, and that's why it ought to be settled on the field like every other division. But that's my take on West Virginia. Everybody thinks they'll be in the national championship game, and I don't, because I think Louisville's going to beat them. And I don't think Louisville or West Virginia belong in the game. And as you go through the conferences, Ohio State should wind up in the national championship game, and maybe the winner of Southern Cal and Notre Dame. I rule out Oklahoma. They were obviously heavily favored until their quarterback was kicked off the team.
How did the Rhett Bomar quarterback situation, Oklahoma, he's not there anymore. Just a couple weeks ago they announced it. When they still had Bomar on the roster, where did you factor them in this race?
I had Oklahoma around 2 or 3 in the country. I had the odds against them winning the national championship similar, maybe 7-1, Ohio State 6-1, Notre Dame 6 or 7-1. I now have, and answer your question, I have Oklahoma at 25-1. So it's a big drop. Preseason, I would have made Oklahoma a 3, maybe 4-point favorite over Texas. I now would favor Texas by somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 or, let's say, 2 or 3. So it obviously answers your question. It's a monster change because Bob Stoops, who's a friend, has a great team, and that was the final piece in the puzzle. And, yeah, they're going to have some good quarterback play, but it would have been nice to have this veteran kid handing the ball off to Peterson, et cetera, et cetera.
Danny, maybe this is a topic for another day, but how does Rhett Bomar get suspended for basically, you know, doing what he does, and Jeff Smarza gets a $250,000 signing bonus, and everything's fine with him?
Because the NCAA rules were written, they were well-intentioned, I'm sure, but they were written in the 50s, and someone needs to rewrite the whole process.
amen to that. Hey, by the way, Danny Sheridan is a 1969 grad of the Crimson Tide. And
I have times have changed. And by the way, you tell Terry Bowden and Paul Feinbaum that after I finish writing my book next year, I'll be much more well-known than them. But until that date, I'll just take second fiddle to them. You tell Terry, he means well, but he's a great coach. He knows football better than I ever hoped to know it. But he can't pick winners, and I can, if you can tell him that.
I'm going to make sure he gets that.
Oh, I'll remind him. Don't worry about that.
By the way, if you want some advanced lines, if you just throw out the game, I just off the top of my head, I would make Texas and Ohio State pick 'em at Texas. That's even.
It's a pick 'em.
And I would favor Ohio State. I think they'll win the game. And you have Auburn will be a 5 or 6 point favorite over LSU. Auburn has a very good team. More importantly, they have a very favorable home schedule. And I think
that game's at Auburn, isn't it? LSU at
Auburn? The game
is
at Auburn, yes. They take turns beating each other. Big games that I could think of would be Louisville would be a 1 or 2 point favorite. That's a favorite over Miami, and I think they'll beat them.
Gee.
And here's a shocker, not a shocker to me, but Oklahoma would definitely be a favorite over Oregon. They beat them in the bowl game. They go to Oregon this year, and Oregon's going to be slight favorite, not much, but the point of it is there. That shows the difference in losing their quarterback.
We talked earlier off the air the other day, and I had said, you know, Ohio State goes into Austin second week of the season to play the Horns.
Right.
And then if they lose that game, boy, the monkey's on their back. They can ill afford to lose another game. They get Penn State right after that at home.
Penn State
and then they go at Iowa.
No, they'll murder Penn State. Iowa they'll lose to. But you make a good point. But remember this. I think you both would agree. We'll give an example of Penn State. Notre Dame will be like a double-digit favorite. I think the week of September the 9th, like 10 or 11. Penn State is not, they're not bad. They're just not in the same league with some of these teams that preseason people think they would be. But the point that you made that just jarred a light in my shaky head was that if you're going to win the national championship this year, and if we're, you and I are all on the same page, that everybody's going to have, most everybody's going to have 1 or 2 losses, you better lose early. You're right. If you lose late, you can forget it because that's the way this rotten system is set up. And I'm looking at a lot of these games where teams are going to lose late. I'm just trying to think, other than what I've told you, Cal and Southern Cal.
Well, I actually wanted to ask you, you were talking about your picks. Who do you think might be the favorites to play in the SEC championship game in Atlanta?
I would definitely favor Auburn, and I'm going to probably go with a little long shot. Everybody's going to take Florida. They certainly have the best team on paper. I'm going to probably pick Tennessee. I don't see Phil Fulmer having two bad seasons in a row, and his quarterback has got a head case, but I think he'll get that straight now. But I'm going to pick Tennessee. I think they'll beat Florida, and I think they'll play Auburn in the championship game. And you got four teams that could just hold their own against anybody in Florida, LSU, Auburn, and I'm not so sure, Georgia and Tennessee. But I think Tennessee will step up to the front. And
wow,
again,
a
brutal, brutal conference. The Ohio State quarterback, that's a big plus for me going into Austin in a revenge game. And sure, Texas is loaded, but they're not loaded at quarterback, and Mac's going to take a while to develop him. So it's going to be, again, a very competitive year. I don't see anybody. Penn State's overrated, but I don't see anybody jumping out of there and going undefeated. And the cream of the crop is going to be like, it'll be Florida State, Miami, period, you know, in that conference. And you tell me any other conference, and I think you probably know the best teams.
Danny Sheridan joining us on the program, Sports Talk 1570 WNST. Danny, last thing before we let you get out of here, you mentioned the ACC, Florida State, Miami, no shocker there, but your early thoughts on Maryland here. Back-to-back 5-6s, Ralph Regan, he's taken over the offensive play calling here, Hollenbach's a senior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maryland, are they at least a team that could get back in the bowl cycle here?
Well, yeah, I think Maryland's got a decent team, but if you're asking me to place Maryland, I'll place them for you. I'd make Florida State the favorite to win the conference, Miami next, Virginia Tech next, Clemson, Boston College next, Georgia Tech next, then Maryland and NC State. So I'm not that high on Maryland. I think Friesen's a great coach, but the talent level, I just think Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech, Clemson, and Boston College would definitely, and Georgia Tech would be favored to win just the ACC before I'd get to Maryland. And then again, it'd be Maryland and NC State, then Virginia, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not too high on them as far as being competitive, not because they have a good academic school and a great coach, but talent-wise, no, they're not going to stack up against those guys. At least I don't think they will. Going to a bowl, yes, but that's about it.
Well, eight ACC teams are guaranteed a bowl slot.
They're beating West Virginia.
They're not going to Morgantown, Bob, and beating West Virginia. It's a
no, I agree with that. It would certainly it
on
could
ESPN
happen,
Thursday
it'd be a major
night.
Upset.
Danny, before we let you go, we're going to put you on the spot as we're going to do all our guests here with this championship selection show. All said and done, who do you think right now plays for the BCS National Championship game January 8th?
Oh, boy, you're right. I'm going to say Louisville and Notre Dame. How's that for
there
something off
go.
The wall?
There you go. Okay. The first guy to pick Louisville. There you go.
All right. Hey, Danny Sheridan, we appreciate your time. Good job with the picks, as always, and we will talk to you down the road, I'm sure.
Appreciate that, guys. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you.